The following is a free-for-download audiobook available on Google Drive. Srimad Bhagavatam by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 3, The Status Quo, Chapter 10, Divisions of the Creation. Text 1. Vidura Uvacha Antarhite Bhagavati Brahmaloka Pitamaha Prajasa Sasarja Katida Dahikir Manasir Vibhu. Synonyms. Vidura Vacha, Sri Vidura said, Antarhite, after the disappearance, Bhagavati, of the personality of Godhead, Brahma, the first created living being, Loka Pitamaha, the grandfather of all planetary inhabitants, Praja, generation, Saharja, created, Katida, how many? Daihiki, from his body, Manisi, from his mind, Vibhu, the great. Translation. Sri Vidura said, O great sage, let me know how Brahma, the grandfather of the planetary inhabitants, created the bodies of the living entities from his own body and mind after the disappearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Text 2. Ya chame Bhagavan Pristas Traye Arta Bahu Vitama Tanvadat Svanu Purviena Chindi Na Sarvasamsayan. Synonyms. Yea, all those, cha, also, may, by me, Bhagavan, O powerful one, Prista, inquired, Tvayi, unto you, Arta, purpose, Bahu Vittama, O greatly learned one, Tan, all of them, Vidasva, kindly describe, Anupurviena, from beginning to end, Chindi, kindly eradicate, na, my, Sarva, all, Shamsayan, doubts. Translation. O greatly learned one, kindly eradicate all my doubts and let me know of all that I have inquired from you from beginning to end. Purport. Vidura asked all relevant questions of Maitreya because he knew well that Maitreya was the right person to reply to all the points of his inquiries. One must be confident about the qualifications of his teacher. One should not approach a layman for replies to specific spiritual inquiries. Such inquiries, when replied to with imaginative answers by the teacher, are a program for wasting time. Text 3. Sutta Uvacha Evam Sanchoditastena Chatrakso Charavir Muni Prita Pratyahatan Prashnan Hridistan Atabhargava. Synonyms. Sutta Uvacha Sri Sutta Goswami said, Evam thus, Sanchodita, being enlivened, Tena by him, Chatra by Vidura, Kosharavi, the son of Kushara, Muni, great sage, Prita, being pleased, Pratyaha, replied Tan, those Prashnan, questions, Ridhistan, from the core of his heart, Atta thus, Bhargava, O son of Bhrigu. Translation. Sutta Goswami said, O son of Bhrigu, the great sage Maitreya Muni, thus hearing from Vidura, felt very much enlivened. Everything was in his heart, and thus he began to reply to the questions one after the other. Purport. The phrase Sutta Uvacha, quote, Sutta Goswami said, end quote, appears to indicate a break in the discourse between Maharaj Prikshit and Shukadev Goswami. While Shukadev Goswami was speaking to Maharaj Prikshit, Shukadev Goswami was only one member of a large audience. But Sutta Goswami was speaking to the sages of Namasharanya headed by the sage Shonaka, a descendant of Shukadev Goswami. This, however, does not make any substantial difference in the topics under discussion. Text 4. Maitreya Uvacha Vridinchopi Tata Chakre Divyam Varsha Satam Tapa Atmani Atmanam Avesha Tataha Bhagavanaja. Synonyms. Maitreya Uvacha, the great sage Maitreya said, Virincha, Brahma, Mapi, also, Tata, in that manner, Chakra, performed, Divyam, celestial, Varsha Satam, 100 years, Tapa, penances, Atmani, unto the Lord, Atmanam, of his own self, Aveshya, engaging, Yataha, as it was spoken, Bhagavan, the personality of Godhead, Aja, the unborn. Translation, the greatly learned sage Maitreya said, O Vidura, Brahma thus engaged himself in penances for 100 celestial years, as advised by the personality of Godhead, and applied himself in devotional service to the Lord. Purport. That Brahma engaged himself with the personality of Godhead, Narayan, means that he engaged himself in the service of the Lord. That is the highest penance one can perform for any number of years. There is no retirement from such service, which is eternal and ever encouraging. Text 5. Tad vilokya bhyaja sambhuto yayuna yad adistita padam ambas chatat kala krita viryena kampitam. Synonyms. Tat vilokya, looking into that, abja sambhuta, whose source of birth was a lotus, vayuna, by the air, yat, that, abhistita, on which he was situated, padmam, lotus, amba, water, cha, also, tat kalakrita, which was affected by eternal time, viryena, by its inherent force, kampitam, trembling. Translation. Thereafter, Brahma saw that both the lotus on which he was situated and the water on which the lotus was growing were trembling due to a strong, violent wind. Purport. The material world is called illusory because it is a place of forgetfulness of the transcendental service of the Lord. Thus, one engaged in the Lord's devotional service in the material world may sometimes be very much disturbed by awkward circumstances. There is a declaration of war between the two parties, the illusory energy and the devotee, and sometimes the weak devotees fall victim to the onslaught of the powerful illusory energy. Lord Brahma, however, was sufficiently strong by the causeless mercy of the Lord, and he could not be victimized by the material energy, although it gave him a cause for anxiety when it managed to totter the existence of his position. Text 4 or 6. Tapasa hi edhamanena vidyaya chatma samstaya vivrida vijana balo nyapad vayum sahambasa. Synonyms. Tapasa, by penance, he, certainly. Adhamanena, increasing, vidyaya, by transcendental knowledge, cha, also, atma, self, stashta, samstaya, situated in the self, vivida, matured, Vigyan, practical knowledge, bala, power, nyapat, drank, vayum, the wind, saha, ambasa, along with the water. Translation. Long penance and transcendental knowledge of self-realization had matured Brahma in practical knowledge, and thus he drank the wind completely, along with the water. Purport. Lord Brahma's struggle for existence is a personal example of a continued fight between the living entities in the material world and the illusory energy called Maya. Beginning from Brahma down to this age, living entities are struggling with the forces of material nature. By advanced knowledge in science and transcendental realization, one can try to control the material energy which works against our endeavors, and in the modern age, advanced material scientific knowledge and penance have played very wonderful roles in controlling the powers of the material energy. Such control of the material energy, however, can be most successfully carried out if one is a soul surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead and carries out his order in the spirit of loving transcendental service. Text 7. Tad vilokya vyad vyapi pushkaram yad adistitam amena lokan praglilan kalpitash miti anchintayat. Synonyms. Tat vilokya, looking into that, vyat vyapi, extensively widespread, pushkaram, the lotus, yat, that which, adistitam, he was situated, anena, by this, lokan, all the planets, prakli nilan, previously merged in dissolution, kalpita asmi, I shall create, at iti, thus, achintayat, he thought. Translation. Thereafter, he saw that the lotus on which he was situated was spread throughout the universe, and he contemplated how to create all the planets which were previously merged into that very same lotus. Purport. The seeds of all the planets in the universe were impregnated in the lotus on which Brahma was situated. All the planets were already generated by the Lord, and all the living entities were also born in Brahma. The material world and the living entities were already germinated in seedling forms by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Brahma was to disseminate the same seedlings all over the universe. The real creation is therefore called Sarga, And later on, the manifestation of Brahma by Brahma is called Visarga. Text 8. Padma kosham tavadvishya bhagavat karma chodita ekam vyabhangshidu durda trida bhavyam dvipsapadada. Synonyms. Padma kosham, the whorl of the lotus. Tada, then, avishya, entering into bhagavat, the supreme personality of Godhead. Karma in activities, chodita, being encouraged by ekam one, vyabhi bankshit, and divided into uruda, great division, trida, three divisions, bhavyam, for capable of further creation, dvi saptada, 14 divisions. Translation. Thus, engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Brahma entered into the whorl of the lotus, and as it spread all over the universe, he divided it into three divisions of worlds, and later into 14 divisions. Text 9. Etavan jivalokasya samsta veda samarita dharmasya hi amitasya vipaka parameshti dasho. Synonyms. Etavan, up to this, jivalokasya, of the planets inhabited by the living entities. Shamsta beda, different situations of habitation. Samahrita, performed completely. Dharmasya, of religion. He, certainly. Animitasya, of causelessness. Vipaka, mature stage. Pramesti, the highest personality in the universe. Also, that. Translation. Lord Brahma is the most exalted personality in the universe because of his causeless devotional service unto the Lord in mature transcendental knowledge. He therefore created all the 14 planetary divisions for inhabitation by the different types of living entities. Purport. The Supreme Lord is the reservoir of all the qualities of the living entities. The conditioned souls in the material world reflect only part of those qualities, and therefore they are sometimes called pratibimbas. These pratibimba living entities, as parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord, have inherited different proportions of his original qualities, and in terms of their inheritance of these qualities, they appear as different species of life and are accommodated in different planets, according to the plan of Brahma. Brahma is the creator of the three worlds, namely the lower planets, called the Patala Lokas, the middle planets, called the Bhur Lokas, and the upper planets, called the Shvar Lokas. Still higher planets, such as Maharloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, and Brahmaloka, do not dissolve in the devastating water. This is because of the causeless devotional service rendered unto the Lord by their inhabitants, whose existence continues up to the end of the Dviparada time, when they are generally liberated from the chain of birth and death in the material world. Text 10. Vidura Vacha Yatata Bahu Rupasya Harer Abhuta Karmana Kalakyam Lakshanam Brahman Yata Varnaya Na Prabho. Synonyms. Vidura Vacha, Vidura said, Yata, as, Atta, you have said, Bahurupasya, having varieties of forms, Hare, of the Lord, Adbhuta, wonderful, Karmana, of the actor, Kala, time, Akyam, of the name, Lakshanam, symptoms, Brahman, O learned Brahmana, Yata, as it is, Varnaya, please describe na unto us, Prabhu, O Lord. Translation. Vidura inquired from Maitreya, O my Lord, O greatly learned sage, kindly describe eternal time, which is another form of the Supreme Lord, the wonderful actor. What are the symptoms of that eternal time? Please describe them to us in detail. Purport. The complete universe is a manifestation of varieties of entities beginning from the atoms up to the gigantic universe itself, and all is under the control of the Supreme Lord in his form of Kala, or eternal time. The controlling time has different dimensions in relation to particular physical embodiments. There is a time for atomic dissolution and a time for the universal dissolution. There is a time for the annihilation of the body of the human being, and there is a time for the annihilation of the universal body. Also, growth, development, and resultant actions all depend on the time factor. Vidura wanted to know, in detail, the different physical manifestations and their times of annihilation. Text 11. Maitreya Vacha Guna Vyatikara Karo Niveshesho Pratistita Purushastad Upadanam Atmanam Lilashaj Lyashrijat. Synonyms. Maitreya Vacha. Maitreya said, Guna Vyatikara, of the interactions of the modes of material nature, Akara, source, Nirvishesha, without diversity, Apratista, and limited, Purusha, of the Supreme Person, taught that Upadanam, instrument, Atmanam, the material creation, Lilaya, the by pastimes, Ashrijat, created. Translation, Maitreya said, eternal time is the primeval source of the interactions of the three modes of material nature. It is unchangeable and limitless, and it works as the instrument of the Supreme Personality of Godhead for his pastimes in the material creation. Purport, the impersonal time factor is the background of the material manifestation as the instrument of the Supreme Lord. It is the ingredient of existence offered to material nature. No one knows where time began and where it ends, and it is time only which can keep a record of the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material manifestation. This time factor is the material cause of creation and is therefore a self-expansion of the personality of Godhead. Time is considered the impersonal feature of the Lord. The time factor is also explained by modern men in various ways. Some accept it almost as it is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, in Hebrew literature, time is accepted in the same spirit as a representation of God. It is stated therein, quote, God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, end quote. Metaphysically, time is distinguished as absolute and real. Absolute time is continuous and is unaffected by the speed or slowness of material things. Time is astronomically and mathematically calculated in relation to the speed, change, and life of a particular object. Factually, however, time has nothing to do with the relativities of things. Rather, everything is shaped and calculated in terms of the facility offered by time. Time is the basic measurement of the activity of our senses by which we calculate past, present, and future, but in factual calculation, time has no beginning and no end. Chanakya Pandit says that even a slight fraction of time cannot be purchased with millions of dollars, and therefore even a moment of time lost without profit must be calculated as the greatest loss in life. Time is not subject to any form of psychology, nor are the movements of objective realities in themselves, but they are dependent on particular experiences. Therefore, Srila Jiva Goswami concludes that the time factor is intermixed with the activities, actions, and reactions of the external energy of the Lord. The external energy, or material energy, works under the superintendence of the time factor as the Lord Himself, and that is why material nature appears to have produced so many wonderful things in the cosmic manifestation. Bhagavad Gita 9.10 confirms this conclusion as follows. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetano nena konteya jagatvipar vivartate. Text 12. Vishram bhai brahmatan matram samsitam vishnumayaya ishwarena parichinam kalena vyakta murtina. Synonyms. Vishram, the material phenomenon. Vai, certainly. Brahma, the supreme. Tat matram, the same as samstitam, situated. Vishnu mayaya, by the energy of Vishnu. Ishwarena, by the personality of Godhead. Parichinam, separated. Kalena, by the eternal time. Avyakta, unmanifested. Murtina, by such a feature. Translation. This material cosmic manifestation is separated from the Supreme Lord as material energy by means of kala. It is something like the tape-recorded voice of a person who is now separated from the voice. As the tape recording is situated on the tape, so the whole cosmic manifestation is situated on the material energy and appears separate by means of kala. The material manifestation is therefore the objective manifestation of the Supreme Lord and exhibits his impersonal features so much adored by impersonalist philosophers. Text 13. Yeta dananadnim tatagrecha pashad apiyated idrisham. Synonyms, yata, as it is, iditnam, at present, tata, so it was, agre, in the beginning, cha, and, paschat, at the end, api, also, etat idrisham, it continues to be the same. Translation. This Kazakh manifestation, as it is now, it was the same in the past, and it will continue in the same way in the future. Purport. There is a systematic schedule for the perpetual manifestation, maintenance, and annihilation of the material world, as stated in Bhagavad Gita 9.8. Bhuta gramam imam kritsnam avasham prakriter vishat. As it is created now and as it will be destroyed later on, so also it existed in the past and again will be created, maintained, and destroyed in due course of time. Therefore, the systematic activities of the time factor are perpetual and eternal and cannot be stated to be false. The manifestation is temporary and occasional, but it is not false, as claimed by the Mayavadi philosophers. Text 14. Sargo nava vidastasya prakrito vikritas tuyo. Kala dravya gunarasya trividha pratisankrama. Synonyms: sarga, creation, navavida, of nine different kinds, tasya, its, prakrita, material, vikrita, by the modes of material nature, too, but, ya, that which, yakala, eternal time, dravya, matter, gunai, qualities, asya, its, trivida, three kinds, pratisankrama, annihilation. Translation: there are nine different kinds of creations besides the one which naturally occurs due to the interaction of the modes. There are three kinds of annihilations due to eternal time, the material elements, and the quality of one's work. Purport. The scheduled creations and annihilations take place in terms of the Supreme Will. There are other creations due to interactions of material elements which take place by the intelligence of Brahma. Later, these will be more explicitly explained. At present, only preliminary information is given. The three kinds of annihilation are, number one, due to the scheduled time of the annihilation of the entire universe, number two, due to a fire which emanates from the mouth of Ananta, and number three, due to one's qualitative actions and reactions. Text 15. Adyas tu mahata sargo guna vaishmyam Vaishamyam Atmana Dvitiyas Tvatmahamo Yatra Dravya Gana Kirodeya. Synonyms: Adya, the first two, but Mahata, of the total emanation from the Lord, Sarga, creation, Guna Vaishamyam, interaction of the material modes, Atmana, of the Supreme, Dvitiya, the second two, but Ahamaha, false ego, yatra, wherein dravya, material ingredients, gyan, material knowledge, kriya, udaya, awakening of activities, work. Translation: of the nine creations, the first one is the creation of the mahatattva, or the sum total of the material ingredients, wherein the modes interact due to the presence of the Supreme Lord. In the second, the false ego is generated, in which the material ingredients, material knowledge, and activities arise. Purport. The first emanation from the Supreme Lord for material creation is called the Mahatattva. The interaction of the material modes is a cause of false identification, in the sense that a living being is made of material elements. This false ego is a cause of identifying the body and mind with the soul proper. Material resources and the capacity and knowledge to work are all generated in the second term of creation after the Mahatattva. Gyan indicates the senses, which are sources of knowledge and their controlling deities. Work entails the working organs and their controlling deities. All these are generated in the second creation. Text 16. Bhuta sargas tritiyas tu tan matro dravya shaktinam chaturta indriya sargo yastu jnana kriyatmaka. Synonyms: bhuta sarga, creation of matter, tritiya, is the third, too, but tatmatra, sense perception, dravya, of the elements, shaktiman, generator, chaturta, the fourth, aindriya, in the matter of the senses, sarga, creation, ya, that which, too, but gyan, knowledge acquiring, kriya, working, atmaka, basically. Translation: the sense perceptions are created in the third creation, and from these the elements are generated. The fourth creation is the creation of knowledge and of working capacity. Text 17. Vaikariko deva sarga panchamo yan mayamana Shastastu tamasa sargo yastva buddhi krita prabho. Synonyms: Vaikarika, interaction of the modes of mode of goodness; Deva, the demigods or controlling deities; Sarga, creation; Panchama, fifth; Yat, that which; Mayam, sum total; Mana, mind; Sashta, sixth; Tu, but; Tamasa, of darkness; Sarga, creation; Ya, that which; Tu, expletive; Abudhikrita, made foolish; Prabho, to the of the master. Translation: the fifth creation is that of the controlling deities by the interaction of the mode of goodness, of which the mind is the sum total. The sixth creation is the ignorant darkness of the living entity, by which the master acts as a fool. Purport: the demigods in the higher planets are called devas, because they are all devotees of Lord Vishnu. Vishnu bhakta shmito daivach asuras tad vipareya. All the devotees of Lord Vishnu are devas, or demigods, whereas all others are asuras. That is the division of the Vedas and the asuras. Devas are situated in the mode of goodness, of material nature, whereas the asuras are situated in the modes of passion and ignorance. The demigods, or controlling deities, are entrusted with departmental management of all the different functions of the material world. For example, one of our sense organs, the eye, is controlled by light. Light is distributed by the sun's rays, and their controlling deity is the sun. Similarly, mind is controlled by the moon. And all other senses, both for working and for acquiring knowledge, are controlled by the different demigods. The demigods are assistants of the Lord in the management of material affairs. After the creation of the demigods, all entities are covered by the darkness of ignorance. Each and every living being in the material world is conditioned by his mentality of lording it over the resources of material nature. Although a living entity is the master of the material world, he is conditioned by ignorance, by the false impression of being the proprietor of material things. The energy of the Lord is called avidya, is the bewildering factor of the conditioned souls. The material nature is called avidya, or ignorance, but to the devotees of the Lord engaged in pure devotional service, this energy becomes vidya, or pure knowledge. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The energy of the Lord transforms from Mahamaya to Yogamaya and appears to pure devotees in her real feature. The material nature therefore appears to function in three phases: as the creative principle of the material world, as ignorance, and as knowledge. As disclosed in the previous verse, in the fourth creation the power of knowledge is also created. The conditioned souls are not originally fools, but by the influence of the avidya function of material nature they are made fools, and thus they are unable to utilize knowledge in the proper channel. By the influence of darkness, the conditioned soul forgets his relationship with the Supreme Lord and is overwhelmed by attachment, hatred, pride, ignorance, and false identification, the five kinds of illusion that cause material bondage. Text 18. Sat ime prakrita sarga vaikritan apit me trinu rajo bajo bhagavato liliam hari medasa. Synonym: Sat, six; Eme, all these; Prakrita, of the material energy; Sarga, creations; Vakritan, secondary creations by Brahma; Api, also; Me, from me; Srinu, just here; Raja Bhaja, of the incarnation of the mode of passion, Brahma; Bhagavata, of the greatly powerful; Lila, pastime; Iam, this; Hari, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead; Medasa, of one who has such a brain. Translation: all the above are natural creations by the external energy of the Lord. Now, hear from me about the creations by Brahma, who is an incarnation of the mode of passion, and who, in the matter of creation, has a brain like that of the Personality of Godhead. Text 19. Saptamo mukhya sargastu sadvidas tastu samchaya vanaspati ashodhi alata tvakshara virudo duma. Synonyms: Saptama, the seventh; Mukhya, principle; Sarga, creation; Two, indeed; Satvida, six kinds of; Tatustam, of those who do not move; Cha, also; Ya, those; Vanaspati, fruit trees without flowers; Osadi, trees and plants existing until the fruit is ripe; Lata, creepers; Tvakshara, pipe plants; Viruda, creepers without support; Druma, trees with flowers and fruits. Translation: the seventh creation is that of immovable entities, which are of six kinds. The fruit trees without flowers, trees and plants which exist until the fruit is ripe, creepers, pipe plants, creepers which have no support, and the trees with flowers and fruits. Text 20. Utshrotashas tama praya antas parsha visheshina. Synonyms: utshrotasha, they seek their substance upwards. Tama praya, almost unconscious. Atas parsha, slightly feeling within. Visheshina, with varieties of manifestation. Translation: all the immovable trees and plants seek their sustenance upwards. They are almost unconscious, but have feelings of pain within. They are manifested in variegatedness. Text 21. Tirascham astama sarga sostam vibhisad vidomata avido buritamaso grhana gna hridyavidina. Synonyms: tirascham, species of lower animals, astama, the eighth, sarga, creation, sa, they are, astavimsat, 28, vida, varieties, mata, considered, avida, without knowledge of tomorrow, buri, extensive, tamasa, ignorant, grana, na, can know desirables by smell, hride avedina, can remember very little in the heart. Translation: the eighth creation is that of the lower species of life, and they are of different varieties, numbering 28. They are all extensively foolish and ignorant. They know their desirables by smell, but are unable to remember anything within the heart. Report: in the Vedas, the symptoms of the lower animals are described as follows. Ate tadesham pasuna asane pipsase eva vinjatnanam na vijnatam vedanti, na vijnatam pasyanti, na vidu svastanam lo, na loka lo kaviti, vayadva buditamaso bahurusha, grihane nenaiva jananti, ridam prati svapriyam vastaveva vidanti bojana. Sayanadi artam grinanti. Quote, lower animals have knowledge only of their hunger and thirst. They have no acquired knowledge, no vision. Their behavior exhibits no dependence on formalities. Extensively ignorant, they can know their desirables only by smell, and by such intelligence only they can understand what is favorable and unfavorable. Their knowledge is concerned only with eating and sleeping. End quote. Therefore, even the most ferocious lower animals, such as tigers, can be tamed simply by regularly supplying meals and accommodations for sleeping. Only the snakes cannot be tamed by such an arrangement. Text 22. Gaur ajo mahisa krishna sukaro gavayo viruru dvisa paschavas cheme avir utras cha satama. Synonyms: gau, the cow, aja, the goat, mahisa, the buffalo, krishna, the kind of stag, shukara, hog, gavaya, a species of animal, ruru, deer, dvisapa, having cloven hooves, pasava, animals, cha, also, ime, all these, avi, lamb, ustra, camel, cha, and satama, O purest. Translation: O purest Vidura, of the lower animals, the cow, goat, buffalo, Krishna, stag, hog, gavaya, animal, deer, lamb, and camel all have cloven hooves. Text 23. Karo svo svataro gurau, sarabhas chamadis tata, ete chaita sapakshata, srinu pancha nakam pasun. Synonyms: kara, ass, ashva, horse, ashvatara, mule, gara, white deer, sarabha, bison, chamari, wild cow, tata, thus, ete, all these, cha, and eka, only one, sapha, hoof, kshata, vidura, shinu, just now here, pancha, five, nakan, nails, pashun, animals. Translation: The horse, mule, ass, gora, shabara, bison, and wild cow have only one hoof. Now you may hear from me about the animals who have five nails. Text 24. Shva, shigalo, vriko, vyagro, maraja, sahasalako, simha, kapir, gajo, kuramo, goda, cha, makaradaya. Synonym: shva, dog, shigala, jackal, vrika, fox, vyagra, tiger, marjara, cat, shasha, rabbit, shahako, sajaru, with thorns on the body, simha, lion, kapi, monkey, gaja, elephant, kurma, tortoise, goda, gosapa, snake with four legs, cha, also, makara adaya, the alligators, and others. Translation: the dog, jackal, tiger, fox, cat, rabbit, sajaru, monkey, lion, elephant, tortoise, alligator, gosapa, etc. all have five nails in their claws. They're known as panchanakas, or animals having five nails. Text 25. Kanka grida ra bakasyena basa baluka barhina hamsa shirasa chakrar rava kalo luka dea kaga. Synonyms: kanka, heron, grida, vulture, baka, crane, yena, hawk, basa, the basa, baluka, the baluka, barhina, the peacock, hamsa, swan, sarasa, the sarasa, chakrava, the chakravaka, kaka, the crow, uluka, owl, adaya, and others, kaga, the birds. Translation: the heron, vulture, crane, hawk, basa, baluka, peacock, swan, sarasa, chakravaka, crow, owl, and others are the birds. Text 29, or 6. Arvak srotas tu nava ma kshater ekam vido ninam. Rajo dika karma para duke sa sukamanina. Synonyms: arvak, downward, srota, passage of food, too, but navama, the ninth, kshata ovidura, eka vida, one species, nrinam, of human beings, and raja, in the mode of passion, adika, very prominent, karma para, interested in working, duke, in misery, cha, but, sukha, happiness, manina, thinking. Translation: the creation of the human beings, who are of one species only, and who stock their eatables in the belly, is the ninth in the rotation. In the human race, this mode of passion is very prominent. Humans are always busy in the midst of miserable life, but they think themselves happy in all respects. Purport: the human being is more passionate than the animals, and thus the sex life in the human being is more irregular. The animals have their due time for sexual intercourse, but the human being has no regular time for such activities. The human being is endowed with a higher advanced stage of consciousness for getting relief from the existence of material miseries, but due to his ignorance, he thinks that his higher consciousness is meant for advancing in the material's comforts of life. Thus, his intelligence is misused in the animal propensities, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending, instead of spiritual realization. By advancing the material comforts, the human being puts himself into a more miserable condition, but, illusioned by the material energy, he always thinks himself happy, even whilst in the midst of misery. Such misery of human life is distinct from the natural, comfortable life enjoyed even by the animals. Text 27. Vaikritas tvaya evaite deva sargas chasatama vaikarikas tuya prakto komaras tubhyayatmaka. Synonyms: vaikrita, creations of Brahma, traya, three kinds, eva, certainly, ete, all these, deva sarga, appearance of the demigods, cha, also, satama, O good Vidura, vaikarika, creations of demigods by nature, two, but, ya, which, prokta, described before, kumar, the four kumaras, two, but, ubhaya atmaka, both ways, namely, vaikrita and prakrita. Translation: O good Vidura, these last three creations and the creations of demigods, the tenth creation, are Vaikrita creations, which are different from the previously described Prakrita natural creations. The appearance of the Kumars is both. text 29-30. Deva sargas chatavido vibhuda pitaro sura gandharva sarasasida yaksha raksam sicharana bhuta preta pisachascha vidyarhara kinaradaya dasyate viduratyata sargas te vishastrik krita. Synonyms: Deva Sarga, creation of the demigods, Cha also, Astavida, eight kinds, Vidbuddha, the demigods, Pitara, the forefathers, Asura, the demons, Gandharva, the expert artisans in the higher planets, Apsara, the angels, Siddha, persons who are perfect in mystic powers, Yaksha, the super protectors, Rakshami, giants, Charna, the celestial singers, Bhuta, jinn, Preta, evil spirits, Pisacha, attendant spirits, Cha also, Vidyadhara, the celestial denizens named Vidyadharas, Kinnara, superhuman beings, Adaya, and others, Dasayate, all these 10 creations, Vidura, O Vidura, Adyata, described, Sarga, creations, Te, unto you, Vishrashik, the creator of the universe, Brahma, Krita, done by him. Translation: the creation of the demigods is of eight varieties. 1. The demigods. 2. The forefathers. 3. The asuras, or demons. 4. The gandharvas and apsaras, or angels. 5. The yakshas and rakshasas. 6. The siddhas, charnas, and vidyadharas. 7. The bhutas, pretas, and pisachas. And 8. The superhuman beings, celestial singers, etc. All are created by Brahma, the creator of the universe. Purport: as explained in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the Siddhas are inhabitants of Siddha Loka, where the residents travel in space without vehicles. At their mere will, they can pass from one planet to another without difficulty. Therefore, in the upper planets, the inhabitants are far superior to the inhabitants of this planet in all matters of art, culture, and science, since they possess brains superior to those of human beings. The spirits and jinn mentioned in this connection are also counted among the demigods because they are able to perform uncommon functions not possible for men. Text 30. Ata param pravakshyami vashvan vantaranicha evam raja pluta shastra kalpa dvishat mabur hari shijatiya moga sankalpa amai vatmanam Atmana. Synonyms: Ata, here, Param, after. Pravakshyami, I shall explain, Vamsam, descendants, Manvantarani, different advents of Manus, Cha, and Evams, thus, Raja Pluta, infused with the mode of passion, Shrasta, the creator, Kalpa Adishu, in different millenniums, Atmabhu, self advent, Hari, the personality of Godhead, Shijati, creates, Amoga, unfailing, Sankalpa, determination, Atma, Eva, he himself, Atmanam, himself, Atmana, by his own energy. Translation: now I shall describe the descendants of the Manus. The creator, Brahma, as the incarnation of the passion mode of the personality of Godhead, creates the universal affairs with unfailing desires in every millennium by the force of the Lord's energy. Purport: the cosmic manifestation is an expansion of one of the many energies of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The creator and the created are both emanations from the same supreme truth, as stated in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Janmadhyasya Yata. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the third canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled, quote, Divisions of the Creation, end quote.